It's interesting. I mean, there are times, well, you see him at the Royal Academy, for example, where they obviously respect him hugely, and he has banter with the other artists.
Yes.
I mean, it is more complex than just that. I mean, there are eccentrics, there are artists, we know them, who are completely incapable of social intercourse. That wasn't the case with Turner, and I don't think it's the case with the character we present in the film. But at the same time, and you would be right, I mean, he is, you know, you see him visited by his ex-partner, who is the mother of his two daughters, mm-hmm. one of whom comes to present a grandchild. And elsewhere in the film, when asked if you've got any children, he says, no, I haven't. And he did. That's apparently what happened. I mean, it was very complex. Mm. I mean, I don't, obviously, in a 2.5-hour film, there's all kinds of stuff that I didn't put in. I mean, for example, he was endlessly making wills and rewriting them and going back to the lawyers and sometimes leaving things to his daughters and sometimes not, you know, all that kind of stuff. Mm. I left that out of the film because I think it would be dry and tedious.
One of the things that's not dry is the way he speaks, Turner. Mike, this has gotten a lot of attention at Cannes, is how Mr. Turner speaks in your movie. He largely communicates through grunts or really short sentences. One writer somewhat affectionately compared him to Chewbacca. Did you worry at all that the way he speaks could make it difficult for an audience to relate to him, or could turn him into some sort of caricature or comical figure?
No. First of all, I should just say something about where that comes from. It comes from all the research. I mean, the word is that he did grunt and do all that. And we even found when we were researching, somebody had put down verbatim how he actually spoke on paper. So we were quite obviously inventive, but at the same time serious about trying to bring that to life in some way. I don't think actually, I mean, with respect, it's not really true that he simply grunts in an inarticulate way all the way through the film. There are scenes when he's really quite eloquent, and he was, and we've got it in the character, he was actually not only eloquent, but his classical knowledge of things informed his language and his references and his conversation. And that's all in the film too. He's not just a grunter, but he's
people
sure
as do laugh when he's at some points, when in the screening that I saw, people, you know, were laughing when he was grunting. It's funny. I mean, it's an odd tick.
It's, as long as it's real, that's the first thing.
Segment 1.
It's interesting. I mean, there are times, well, you see him at the Royal Academy, for example, where they obviously respect him hugely, and he has banter with the other artists.
Yes.
I mean, it is more complex than just that. I mean, there are eccentrics, there are artists, we know them, who are completely incapable of social intercourse. That wasn't the case with Turner, and I don't think it's the case with the character we present in the film. But at the same time, and you would be right, I mean, he is, you know, you see him visited by his ex-partner, who is the mother of his two daughters, mm-hmm. one of whom comes to present a grandchild. And elsewhere in the film, when asked if you've got any children, he says, no, I haven't. And he did. That's apparently what happened.
Segment 2.
I mean, it was very complex. Mm. I mean, I don't, obviously, in a 2.5-hour film, there's all kinds of stuff that I didn't put in. I mean, for example, he was endlessly making wills and rewriting them and going back to the lawyers and sometimes leaving things to his daughters and sometimes not, you know, all that kind of stuff. Mm. I left that out of the film because I think it would be dry and tedious.
One of the things that's not dry is the way he speaks, Turner. Mike, this has gotten a lot of attention at Cannes, is how Mr. Turner speaks in your movie. He largely communicates through grunts or really short sentences. One writer somewhat affectionately compared him to Chewbacca. Did you worry at all that the way he speaks could make it difficult for an audience to relate to him, or could turn him into some sort of caricature or comical figure?
Segment 3.
No. First of all, I should just say something about where that comes from. It comes from all the research. I mean, the word is that he did grunt and do all that. And we even found when we were researching, somebody had put down verbatim how he actually spoke on paper. So we were quite obviously inventive, but at the same time serious about trying to bring that to life in some way. I don't think actually, I mean, with respect, it's not really true that he simply grunts in an inarticulate way all the way through the film. There are scenes when he's really quite eloquent.
Segment 4.
And he was, and we've got it in the character, he was actually not only eloquent, but his classical knowledge of things informed his language and his references and his conversation. And that's all in the film too. He's not just a grunter, but he's
people
sure
people do laugh when he's at some points. When in the screening that I saw, people were laughing when he was grunting. It's funny. I mean, it's an funny, odd tick.
It's, as long as it's real, that's the first thing.